Everybody was waiting to see where Paul Stastny would line up here tonight. What can you tell us coming into game one?
He's going to play between Nicky and Patty tonight.
What sells you on starting him there?
His style of play go back to the original starting point is you want to make as few adjustments as you possibly can when you insert somebody in. And Mark Scheifele's line and Brian Lowe's line have been really good for a while now and effective. So that's the natural hole, though. A left-handed center that can win faceoffs, really good with the puck, and a real good two-way player under the wingers. The other two lines have pure rookie wingers on them, but these two are still very young. So you need somebody with some experience in that middle, covering them off a little bit, especially in the D zone. But his puck skills are really high-end. He can make plays when he needs to, but also make the clean out when we're going to need that as well.
Walk us through what's next for Andrew Copp then.
Copper's going to stay at center ice. He'll play with Hendy and Army tonight.
Toby Enstrom's okay?
Yeah, we expect yesterday. Him to play tonight, yeah.
Three left against Nashville. 2 points coming in here tonight. Both teams make some good moves yesterday from the outside in anyway. How do you see this thing starting tonight?
You know what? Normally you would feel that kind of teams starting to measure against each other. Played two in there. Both teams, I think, built in a lot of ways. They're both getting great goaltending, but the save percentage by both goaltenders isn't good in the two games. The percentage isn't. The goaltending was because of the kind of offense that both teams generate. Their back end can bring the puck, can shoot the puck, get involved in the offensive zone. Lots of skill up front. Both teams trying to be on the puck. Very tenacious game. Neither one of them plays particularly patient game. Without it, lots of hard battling in these games, usually pretty exciting. So it'll be good tonight. What's different is both teams are going to add players now that they're excited about into their lineup. So there's that newness coming in where maybe you'd be focused on Nashville, but both teams will be watching their new guys as well.
Speaking of the other new guy, Paul, what does Joe Morrow bring to your group, and where do you see him slotting in, at least initially?
Yeah, depth defenseman that can skate. We felt we needed to add another defenseman. We also wanted to get Tucker Pullman into some games, so we wanted to have a guy here that's got a little experience with it. So he's been able to come in and out of lineups. He went into the playoff lineup last year and played close to 20 minutes a night, I believe. So he's got experience going from out to in, and he skates. And that was the other big piece for Joe with us, is he can go back and get it, and he can move the puck, and that will fit the game that we play.
Just going back to Stastny, he's a guy who's very smart, responsible. Could you see him, moving up and playing on the wing in protecting leads, those sorts of situations, whether it's with Brian or Mark and Blake?
Sure. There's lots of that. It depends on the numbers. When you're running three lines off the bench toward an end of the game, that's a possibility. When you get to two, that's a possibility, especially when you get a left-handed draw man. We've got Little and Scheifele as our right-handed guys. You've got Lowry, Hendricks, Copp, and now Stastny as your left-handed guys that can go. All of those guys can go to the wing for the most part. Paul could stay at center on the left draws. So, yeah, when you tighten your bench up, you've got one more option for sure.
And you touched on the special teams element yesterday. Will he go right into those today, or do you want to ease him in with
his
practices?
He's going to go into power play today. We're going to work into the PK. The power play for him, there wouldn't be much adjustment for what he normally does. He'll go to a place that he normally goes. Our PK neutral zone is quite a bit different than what he's used to running, so we'll give him a little more time with that.
Like, he'll go with Brian's power play unit, or
no? That one you got. I gave you the line. I'm not giving you that one.
Oh, come on!
You got to come tonight. You're always here.
I'll be
Kenny.
There.
You'll
yeah.
be
I'll,
here.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
You've created a scenario this year where everyone's pretty much comfortable playing with everyone. I assume that has something to do with being around each other. Bringing a new guy in, what challenges does that create for Nick and Patty?
Well, not so much for the wingers. For the new player, we would play, there would be one major defensive system that's quite a bit different than what he's run over his career. So there's going to be a little bit of a lag time with that. The rest of it is just getting to know the individuals that you're playing with. We've moved people around for the most part. There's been two reasons over the injuries. One, and we've had longer term ones. But the second reason, last year especially, we moved players around is because young players usually aren't as consistent. So they'll give you two or three good ones and then two or three off ones. So on those off nights, I'd move the lines around because we're trying to win these games. I you'd prefer not a lot of movement for the next little while, give everybody an opportunity. But when you look at Brian's line and you look at Paul's line now, the wings can change pretty easily. That wouldn't, even in game tonight, it wouldn't be a concern if I moved those wings around on those two lines.
Last game you played, Ken Hitchcock called that a measuring stick game for his team. Is this a measuring stick game for you guys tonight?
I never fully appreciated that feeling to see where your team is at. We're going to see how well we play tonight. Like, we liked our game on the weekend. We dealt with that. We're going to, if we win tonight, it doesn't mean that our next game is a guaranteed win night. So I understand that. This can be a real good game. Style-wise, it's a real challenge for both teams because it's going to be real hard. We both play who gets to exert their game, who gets better, because we're playing pretty much the same game. Who's better at it tonight? It'll be a measuring stick for a good solid 60 to 65 minutes, and then we'll move on to the next one.
What do you sense about what the trade has done for the mood of your team?
Everybody was moving pretty good, right? They're snapping around. There's a different energy in the room. Whenever you bring in a player that's an important piece that you bring in, everybody kind of wants to dust off their skills and show what they can do, and you just want to make sure we're not overdoing it here tonight, really showing the new guy how we can snap it around and get back to playing just a basic, simple game. He's a veteran guy, so in his mind at the very end, by the time he touches the puck and starts the game, he's just going to go out and play, and we'll make adjustments off it. But, yeah, there is. There's a little buzz in the room today.
Well, it's just a variation of questions already been asked, but in your experience, I mean, how long does it usually take for a guy to kind of get to where he's comfortable, where he's at, and what can be done to kind of speed up that process?
I think a lot of it is personality. There are some players that are kind of individual guys. You almost call them athletes. They go out and it doesn't really matter what the other four guys around the ice are doing. They play their game. Those guys make the adjustment real fast. Paul relies on hockey IQ and intelligence for a lot of what he does. He reads the players around him. So it's going to take him, I would think, some time to get used to it until we settle for sure on the lines that we're going to play with. So that will take a little bit longer. How many players a guy knows in the room, I think, has a big impact. Does he have somebody to have dinner with on the road right away that he knows? And so Paul knows a bunch of guys in the room. He's got a relationship with Lake and Buff, so there's some ease to that for him. So he's going to get, with the way our group is, that the social part of bringing a guy in, I think it'll happen pretty seamlessly here.
I imagine one of the things in the defensive zone that makes that transition easier is a lot of good communication. And I'm wondering who among, because I'm imagining a lot of DD and center communication on that line, who do you count on to sort of make those adjustments and call those switches for Stastny?
For him. The center runs it at the end of the day. The two guys in the back end, certainly, but the center is the guy that's got most of the communication. But he's been doing that his whole career. So what he'll do is you know, play the game, start watching some videos, start working with the assistant coaches on the bench, and then a lot of it is in room and on the bench with the guy sitting beside him. And he'll get comfortable very quickly. We got a veteran back end, so those guys have been – there's not as much variation in an NHL game, especially in the end zones, as you'd think, in terms of D-zone coverage and how teams break the puck out. For the most part, we're almost all the same. So there's not a whole lot to learn there. But what he'll learn is that Dustin Byfuglien will make that play under pressure. So when a guy's right on him, he's still going to reach around and put that puck into the middle of the ice on you. So you can expect that. And there are other players, you can tell by how their bodies move into the corners, whether they're going to put it into the middle or it's going off the glass or they're calling a reverse. Just getting the reads on all those little subtle things on how the defenseman will move down low just takes some experience and some time.